Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Now, who can forget that today we actually saw the release of the GDP figures that have been announced primarily for the second quarter of this year. It comes at quite a point in time within the South African economic environment where we're well aware that we actually saw GDP growth declining in previous sessions and, of course, even seeing a recession in South Africa. To help us unpack much of these figures, we join now on the line by senior economist at Nedbank, Ntate Isaac Matshego. Ntate Isaac, always great to speak to you, and thank you so much for joining us as we review the GDP print for the second quarter.
Good evening, Gugu. Always a pleasure.
Indeed, sir. And I guess when we look at the numbers, 1.2% in the second quarter when compared to the previous 3 months, but I guess that's also where we need to start, not only reviewing the actual figure, but the comparison to the previous periods. As we well aware, StatsSA has had to rebase the calculation of GDP in South Africa. Give us your perspective on the numbers.
Well, Gugu, I will say that no major surprise, looking at the quarter-on-quarter numbers and even the year-on-year numbers, because the quarter-on-quarter numbers show that, we are recovering very slowly from the effects of COVID. And the year-on-year number, i.e. the second quarter compared with the second quarter of last year, growth very close to 20%, and that is pretty much in line with the reopening of the economy. Remember that in 2020, we entered the very stringent level 5 lockdown on the 27th of March. And for a considerable period in the second quarter of last year, the country was under level 5 and level 4 restrictions. So activity fell sharply. So these numbers really are encouraging, but definitely we do need a faster pace of economic growth.
Much faster pace of economic growth. And I guess that's what we also need to focus on as to where the sectorial progress is actually taking place. And again, the sectors that we should be concerned about in terms of dragging down economic performance.
Well, Gugu, my apologies, I didn't get your answer quite clearly. But if you're asking where growth is going to come from,
yes.
I mean, we have seen the green shoots of economic reforms, particularly focusing on the power sector, the liberalization of embedded generation, at least up to 100 megawatts, has sort of revived interest in investment in South Africa, particularly in power generation. We've seen, for instance, in the mining sector, Harmony announcing a big investment plan. In the health sector, we've seen Mediclinic announcing that plan really to boost its renewable energy generation.
Yes.
So quite encouraging, and government really is focusing on infrastructure investment as a driver of economic growth, and that's exactly what we need.
One of the things that we're also aware of in Ntate Matshego is that infrastructure investment takes time. It's a while before we actually reap some of those rewards. Are there sectors of the economy, specifically tourism and hospitality, that we can do something about in light of the pandemic to make sure that we do have that multiplier effect, not only in terms of economic growth, but also the jobs that can be created?
Generally, I will say to you, the outlook is promising. The state a lot that's got to be done to really get the economy going, but I'm quite confident that we will be able to boost economic growth.
Thanks for that, Ntate Matshego. I realize that the line is not the best quality, but I guess going forward, help us understand what this means for South African consumers.
Sure. I mean, this is better news in the sense that not as bad as we had last year. Our hope is that going into next year, we will see the return of some jobs. Hopefully, the unemployment rate peaked in the second quarter of this year, although we are worried about the impact of the unrest in July on jobs. We could see a bit of an uptick maybe, but going into the fourth quarter of this year and into next year, we hope that with, for instance, the slow return of global travel, we will see the tourism sector starting to create jobs again.
To close off with, Isaac, how long do you anticipate it will take us to get to 2019 growth levels before really excelling?
I had 2019 Google. So I take that maybe your question has got to do with when we expect the economy to be back to its 2019 levels. At the current rate of growth, it means that the overall growth for this year will be around 5% or slightly above 5%, and that would push us to the pre-COVID level by the middle of next year.
Isaac, thank you so much for bearing with us. I know the line is not the best, but we appreciate you still interacting with us on this interview and sharing some of your insight and analysis into the GDP figures for the second quarter of 2021 with us. Much appreciated, and looking forward to hearing more from you going forward about the economic dynamics in South Africa. That's Isaac Machego. He is a senior economist at Nedbank, helping us unpack the 1.2% growth in GDP in the second quarter of 2021.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.